We have taken it upon ourselves to see how we can meaningfully participate in the restoration of peace and calm in the Republic of South Sudan by petitioning both the African Union and the United Nations to see to it that they are able to put their efforts together and they take over the mediation talks that are taking place in Addis Ababa, because we are of the opinion that IGAD is dragging its feet. IGAD is very slow, and the slower they are, the more they drag their feet, the more lives are continuing to get lost. So that is the reason why we've taken it upon ourselves to do that.
Why have you lost faith in IGAD? Since IGAD has been at the forefront of organizing this initiative, ably supported by both the African Union and the United Nations to try to find some resolution to this crisis, don't you think both sides need to blame, since they have failed to come to an agreement, instead of blaming IGAD for the problems associated with the peace negotiations?
There's one thing that we would want not to shy away from. And there is one thing we want the world to look at critically, because some of the IGAD member states, as you could be aware, have already been participating in this conflict by way of sending armed forces, unfortunately, to support one side of in this conflict in South Sudan, which is very unfortunate. And this makes IGAD partial. So how would we expect a partial IGAD to play an impartial role in the mediation talks? So that is where we want the world to know, and that's why we are petitioning the AU and the UN, because IGAD cannot be seen to pretend that they can meaningfully bring the two warring sides together when some of the IGAD member states are actually part and parcel of this conflict.
General Obasanjo, the former Nigerian president, is a special representative chosen by the African Union to help with the peace process. He's been to South Sudan recently to meet with both sides of the conflict. Don't you think that in itself shows the African Union's goodwill to push to push for these peace negotiations to quickly find a resolution to the crisis?
Well, Peter, again, I think what we need in South Sudan is not goodwill only. What we need in South Sudan is not just good intentions only. We need quicker action, quicker solutions, and that is the reason why we feel IGAD has failed to that extent. We would not doubt that IGAD member states could be having the goodwill, they have the good intentions, but again, as I told you, their other activities could be limiting them and could be limiting quicker solutions to the peace process in Addis Ababa. So, of course, we've copied General Olusegun Obasanjo, His Excellency, the former president of Nigeria, because we believe that if AU could set up a panel of prominent African statesmen, and this panel approaches both President Salva Kiir and Dr. Riek Machar, and actually dictates upon them that these nonsensical killings must come to an end, we are hoping that this could, probably make much more sense than people sitting in hotels in Addis Ababa while they are hiding cards under the table.
Now, what role do you think the UN should play in this?
We believe that the United Nations must, as a matter of urgency, send a peacekeeping force in South Sudan, a much, much more larger peacekeeping force to protect civilians and to protect property. To that extent, we believe that the Secretary General, Mr. Ban Ki-moon, must not let the situation in South Sudan judge him as a Sec-Gen during whose tenure South Sudan experienced genocide, Rwandan style, while everybody was watching. So what we believe as international friends of South Sudan is that the UN must send a much larger peacekeeping force to South Sudan, and at the same time, the UN should be able to, through its other agencies, handle the humanitarian situation by soliciting for funds so that people suffering can be mitigated.